Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, I'm Jackie Cation. You are about to listen to the Dork Forest. Let's give you the info about it. First of all, you know the websites. DorkForest.com, TheDorkForest.com, if you like a determiner, JackieCation.com has everything. All of my podcasts, including videos of my stand-up schedule, merchandise you can purchase if you would like, and a lot more info than you possibly even need. Let's do the credits. Mike Rickberg sang and produced and composed that song at the beginning of the show. He sang with his wife, Sarah. It's very beautiful. At the end of the program, he sings his version of the Mexican Hat Dance. That's Mike Rickberg. Vilmos fixes JackieCation.com. He is the web designer over there. And Patrick Brady fixes the audio. And in this case, there's a video intro. Very exciting. Anyway, those are the websites. If you want to support the show, you're doing it already by listening to it or watching it. And another way is to tell your friends and family, go on iTunes, do a review. Another way is to just give me money. Yeah. You could go use the donate button. You can make it even monthly if you're okay with making things monthly. You do a PayPal monthly. There's a monthly choice on PayPal. The PayPal is a button on the Jackie Cation or the Dork Forest website, and it goes directly to me. Thank you very much. I will use it wisely or foolishly. Your call as well. Now, my email address, jackie@jackiecation.com, is where you can contact me if you have any questions or concerns and about the Dork Forest. And I do have a Venmo account. It's jackie-cation, oddly enough. Another way to support the show is on dorkforest.com and jackiecation.com. There's an Amazon link. And the Amazon link just takes you to Amazon. You order like normal, and it supports the show because you came from Jackie Cation or dorkforest.com. Very exciting. Other than that, there is a Bandcamp. You can, if you have listened to all the episodes that are free and you need more content, there are several live episodes that are at thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. And those cost me a couple of bucks, so I charge a couple of bucks. There's also a storytelling album there that you can listen to some stories that I did live. And there are 17 free episodes before the Dork Forest was pre-recorded. So the audio isn't very good, but the guests were super funny and fun and dorky. So if you want to do that, go to thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. Other than that, let's see if there are other things that I should be talking about. Possibly the merch. Yeah, if you want to buy merch. The only other thing I want to talk about is the merch. You can get Dork Forest t-shirts, and you can get stand-up comedy t-shirts. You can get my albums or my DVD over at jackiecation.com/merch. There's pins, there's a challenge coin, there's a bunch of new things happening over there. Anyway, a lot of information. I don't think I've missed anything, but who cares? Let's get into the show.
Hi, Jackie Cation sitting in my guest room, very exciting, on the Zoom, doing a Dork Forest with one of my favorite comics in the whole wide world, Bill Dwyer. Welcome to the program again.
Right. And I feel like I kind of stiffed you the last time I was on TDF, because it was going to be about golf. And I think I was just jagging around. I don't think I talked very much about golf at all.
I didn't need it. I had to do another golf episode. That's what happened. Actually, that's not true.
Who actually dorked out on golf then?
Rory Scovel explained to me how golf was played.
Mm-hmm. How it's played.
Yeah.
Okay.
All of it. Did he give I don't you, know like, anything about golf.
What? You didn't know? Oh, okay.
I don't know. Golf. It's a thing people whisper. You walk around. It seems to be a great way to get booked at comedy clubs.
Hey, don't forget to bring your clubs. Oh, yeah. Bring your clubs. Back in the day when you could bring your clubs. You know?
Right. When there were clubs to go to once you brought your clubs.
Yeah, and you had clubs. And you could bring extra bags. Man, do you remember? Would you bring like two suitcases sometimes if you went out on the road?
I think I did. I think it was before I realized that I didn't have to. Though I do, when I have the new merch, which I do now, hey Rangers, my garage is full of merch. Please feel free to go to JackieCation.com and buy some freaking merch.
And you know what? There's nothing like a good t-shirt either. And your t-shirts are good.
My t-shirts are good. They're quality made. They're interesting looking. There's also, I got a challenge coin with my dad's face on it that says never say no without a number. I got things. I got things that are happening.
See, if this was you to me, I would ask you what a challenge coin is.
She
could explain to me the history of the challenge coin.
Well, the history of it, I don't know. All I know is it's something they do in the military. They give you, it's like a special coin you can get from your CO or you can get from someone fancy in your unit if you've done something. It's like a trinket. And they give it to comics when you go and you perform for the troops. You'll often get a challenge coin. And
sweet.
Yeah, and the challenge is... if you're at a bar and someone takes their challenge coin out and puts it on the bar and they say, I challenge you. And if whoever among their friends doesn't have a coin on them, they have to buy the round. And if everybody has a coin on them, whoever has the highest ranking coin does not have to buy the round. Or does. I forget. Then it gets muddy for me. Do you know why? Not actually in the service. Built wire, not actually of any use, except for to talk.
Performed for servicemen. Also, I think everybody knows. I mean, your listeners and viewers now, people are going to see this.
People are, because this is on the YouTube.
Oh man!
And I have gone gallery view, so I'm really hoping that it's both of our names, both of our faces.
I've got
because I've dropped the ball the last couple episodes.
Oh right, yeah. So they know, your listeners know that you are sober, right?
At this time. Yes, I am today and hopefully tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, you've also been, like, for years you've been sober, right?
Yeah. I think it's been established that I have a drinking problem and I need to not drink. So, yes, I think that has been established. I think people know that. Yeah.
Do people know what your drink of choice was when you were drinking? Because I know.
Bill does. Bill knows. Bill was sadly there. If you could call Lori Kilmartin and tell her that I wasn't fun Jackie, that'd be great. She keeps referring to it as fun Jackie when Jackie drank. And I was like, what I could say is I could say, why don't you talk to Bill Dwyer when I tried to squeeze a couple of drinks out of him one night?
Who calls you fun Jackie?
Lori Kilmartin tells. She's like, oh, is this from when you were fun Jackie? And I'm like, no. I was not fun.
And have you ever revealed what your drink of choice was?
It was literally anything in front of me, but my drink of choice, I suppose, would be a shot and a beer, and that shot would be Rumplemintz, which is essentially cough syrup.
Rumplemintz!
190 proof, man. Did the job. You could have five or six of those and then get in your car and fall asleep right when you got home.
Jackie, for everybody, this is me telling everybody. One time Jackie did my show, Stardom. It was called The Game Master then.
Oh, right.
And, we talked about when you may or may not have been arrested. And you were out of the game at that point, just sitting in the sidelines. And nobody wanted to say anything. And you jumped up and grabbed the mic and like, all right, listen up. Let me tell you about my DUIs. Yes, that's plural. Now listen up, everybody. Oh, it was glorious.
Yes. That was Moon Tower, I think. It was
That was the Moon Tower. Yeah.
That sounds...
you were so funny.
Thanks, man.
So funny.
But you're on my show, and people should know that I'm talking to Bill Dwyer. Bill has one L, just so you know, and it's BILDWYER, and that's on Twitter and Instagram. He's more on Instagram, you guys. And he has a new album out, and you should get it out by Stand Up Records. It's called Am I Yelling? Why would it be called that, Bill? And
apparently, I am, I don't know, I think when they cut me open when I'm dead, they're going to find a diaphragm that's like this big. it's just going to be...
This. Don't you think there'll just be an amplification device? Will there be a Bose setup?
There's going to be something unique about, like, my whole torso. Yeah, my whole torso. Yeah, it'll just be a speaker.
I like that you assume that your death is going to be somehow so mysterious there's going to have to be an autopsy.
There better be. God damn it. Seriously, if you... Oh. If you die and they don't perform an autopsy, how bland is your life? I mean, come on.
Oh my God.
I mean, how did he die? Don't worry about it. Nobody cares. He's dead. It's fine.
Just put him in the ground.
My family. He's fine. It's fine.
Just keep...
When it was revealed to me that my brother-in-law was an alcoholic, it got danced around. It was like, yeah, you know, Bob's going to dry out. He's going to a place to dry out. He drinks a little too much. He's got sores in his mouth. Wait, what? He's just gonna go dry out a little bit. It's never anything. No one could ever, you know. It's never Bob's an alcoholic. He's got to dry out a little bit.
he's gonna take a break. Bob's going to take a break from it. He might have a medical condition where he acts abnormally to alcohol when he drinks it. He has to drink all of it in front of him. But we're not going to discuss that. We're not going to say he's allergic to alcohol.
Take a break, yeah.
He's just going to take a break. He'll be back by Christmas.
We're both hardy Midwesterners. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The Chicago comic, longest time, Bill Dwyer. Now, here's the thing. We could do this for an hour, and I swear to God, I could totally do this for an hour because I have an interest in talking to you about Bert, but I won't. Instead, let's get into the things that you like, the things that you like to do. Do you like to do Sudoku?
Yeah. Did you? Sudoku.
So that's how.
Sudoku. Yeah.
That's how I say it.
The user on the both ends. Sudoku.
Yeah. Sudoku. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, some people, again, like my late mother, who loved Sudoku, could never pronounce it right.
But she loved the game.
Yeah, Sudoku. Sudoku, she called it. Sudoku.
Sudoku.
And it, you know,
Sudoku.
And at some point, you just go, Sudoku? You just let it go. It's Sudoku. Yeah.
That's how I pronounce it.
Right.
Well, now I need to look it up. But all I know is Sudoku. That I'm always looking for nines. I'm always looking for nines, you guys.
Is nine your favorite number?
I think nine's the number I start on for some reason. I'm not good at it. It's boxes with numbers, right?
Right. But it's simple and it doesn't require math skills, which is great, you know. And there's
spatial skills.
Well, it doesn't require addition, subtraction, anything like that, you know. It requires just knowledge of the numbers 1 through 9. That's it. And knowing how to not repeat them. That's it. I mean, it is so glorious. See, I should have, like, researched, like, what Sudoku means. And it probably means, like, number game in Japanese.
Let's just make it up. The Japanese invented Sudoku in 1912. A lot of people don't know this about it. You don't know?
1912. And then 80 years later, it hits hard.
Mrs. Dwyer says to herself, I think I want to call it jelly beans. And I'm going to put them in order. So wait, there's 9 boxes. 1 through 9.
Okay,
One, two, three.
Like it is a grid. The Sudoku is a grid. It is 9 across and 9 down. So it is a total of 81 tiny boxes. And each one of those is split up into boxes of 9. So you'll have 9 boxes of 9 in the grid. So that is the only multiplication you need to know if you were explaining it to somebody.
Which you are.
Yeah. So I'm telling you, 9 times 9 is 81. So there's 81 boxes in the grid. I knew that, but I never even really thought of it. You know, like, I wonder how many boxes are in this thing. Anyway,
right,
it's 81.
Right. And I've decided that I'm going to share a picture of it here on the Sudoku so that people can see what it looks like, because maybe they don't know. I didn't know. Andy had to explain it to me.
Yeah. So now you need to find, right? So each one of those boxes of 9 inside the big box has the numbers 1 through 9 on it. And, you know, and then the numbers horizontally and vertically cannot be repeated. So if you take a look at that one that you've clicked on right now,
yep.
You, you see that the down, you have 3, 2, 8, 7, 6, 9. So what's left is 1, 4, and 5 in one of those boxes.
Right.
Yeah. So you know it's not 4 because you can see there's a 4 going on the horizontal one. Oh my God.
I will say this, why do I do this? Because it's actually kind of, the thing is there has to be some satisfaction. I know
there's such satisfaction, but explaining how to do it, like, why would anyone be interested? Why would, like, I don't know why my mom got into it, but she used to save them, you know?
Oh, really? She would save them.
She didn't finish it. She would save it.
So that she could think about it later and maybe one day, oh my gosh, a 7 belongs there. It's because there's different levels too. Like I could play the easy one. We had a book of them, right? Like sometimes they come and like, it's a book of Sudokus and you could just go and they get harder as you go. And I would be like, nope.
And the hard ones, like you'll never finish it. And yet you should be able to.
Right, because they're not lying to you. They have indeed created something.
Right. But see, the thing is, like the boxes that are unrevealed, you know, the harder they are, the fewer those are. And then it's just impossible. Your logic trying to get to where what this one number will be. And really, I mean, it's a glorious time waste.
It's a nice clock eater for sure.
And like most puzzles, it's probably good for your brain.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I think it works with both spatial, because you have to look inside the grid of 3, and then you have to look at the lines of 9 and the line down of 9.
Yeah.
And then it's luckily not diagonal as well, because Andy can do them. We get this magazine every week. It's called The Week. And in the back of the week, there's always a Sudoku. And it is too hard. Too hard for this one. Can't do it. Idiot Sudoku is what I'm looking for. But idiot Scrabble. There's a board game called Quirkle that is Idiot Scrabble that I'm also terrible at, but I don't care.
What? How could Scrabble be less idiotic? I mean,
Well, you know, when you look at your row of letters, some people can mix them up without mixing them up with their fingers.
Oh.
like I am a person, I'm not, it turns out I do care that people know this. I count sometimes on my fingers. I'm not super good with seeing stuff in my mind. I'm a wordsmith, Bill. I'm not a number person.
Oh, yeah. You are definitely a wordsmith. We've always said that about you. Even when you were fun, Jackie, we would say you were a wordsmith. So you get the week. It's not a magazine of puzzles, but there's a Sudoku in the back.
Right. It's sort of like the old timey newspapers would have a page of puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even today's newspapers have that, Jackie.
Do they? Do they now?
You know that, like, when I was growing up, and I think it's still in the LA Times. I got to stop doing that because they're not great arms.
It's not there's much as it's, but it's uncomfortable to just stare at yourself. I get that.
I should be looking at the camera, but I look at you on the screen, and you know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the newspaper, and it was I think it still is in the LA Times, and it was in the Chicago Tribune when I was growing up. There was a bridge column.
Oh, right.
There was a bridge column every day.
a different one.
And it was written by Charles Gorin and Omar Sharif. Omar fucking Sharif.
The actor.
The actor. Omar Sharif, who my family loved. I loved him by proxy, I guess. Because my sisters would tell me just like how sexy Omar Sharif was. I was like, all right, I'm in then. I'm like,
sure,
all right.
Sure.
Yeah. And Monday through Friday on the comics page, a bridge column. And
what did Omar Sharif have to do with it?
He was a bridge expert.
Oh, he helped make them? He made the bridge, or he played bridge?
He played bridge.
He played the bridge puzzle?
He played the card game bridge. He's an expert bridge player.
That is weird. Okay.
You know the game of bridge, right?
Well, I know. In Wisconsin, we were raised with idiot bridge, which is called sheep's head. And
really? I would love to play sheep's head.
You would love.
Is it like euchre?
Yep, it is. It's like, I don't know what any of these, all I know is that there's certain cards that they're trump cards. Hate to say the word anymore, but yeah. There it is. But there's trump cards that you need and you need to gather things. So how do you play bridge? I would see those puzzles. I would see the newspaper puzzle pages, and there would be puzzles. There would be the one that was weird, that was all circles, that just had, sort of like Sudoku, had letters missing. And you had to spell letters. And then...
Oh, no. You mean word search?
It might have been.
Yeah. I mean, you know, word search is when they just have you have a box of letters, and then they tell you, find these things. You know, the simple ones, they would give you the words, but if you play the one in the USA Today, it'll be like, you know, three types of birds, and then you'll find robin and blue jay and something else, you know, but they're all hidden in there. That's word search. It's okay that we're kind of branching off, right?
Into puzzles, it's entirely necessary for my brain.
Okay, right.
Word search is different than a crossword puzzle, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, okay. Crossword puzzle is the king of puzzles. Just as Connect Four is the king of all games.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. We'll leave that where it is.
Not board games. But,
right.
You know, games like checkers, chess.
Right.
You know, in the fact that anybody can play it at any time with any, you know, any sort of skill set, you know.
Okay.
Visual, you know, you learn things, but yeah.
But Connect Four is another one of those look ahead, see a spatial thing.
That's the thing, Jack. It'll fucking fuck you up with Connect Four. You start planning ahead, you're fucked. Connect Four is so much about life. You got to live in the moment. You can't. You cannot be thinking. I mean, that's how you lose in Connect Four, thinking, oh, all I got to do is he doesn't see that, and then I do this, and then all of a sudden you've lost. You have lost.
Which makes it so much different than a chess game or even a simple checkers game, because those ones you do have to think ahead, right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
You know what? Have you played checkers lately?
No.
I mean, checkers is so much harder than I remember. You always think of like hillbillies
and children,
tree stumps, you know, and overalls with no shirts on, and just one connector playing checkers, you know, mm-hmm. And then it's such a fucking fantastic game. And
we've judged hillbillies wrong because they got it. They got their checkers down.
Right. But yeah, it's. Like way more, yeah. It's like you got to practice checkers, I think. And I'm not a good chess player either.
I like backgammon. I'll play backgammon on occasion.
And the great thing about backgammon is like you can plan ahead, but you again, like life, you can get fucked by chance.
Dice. You're rolling the dice. The thing is once you've rolled the dice. Your opportunities, they're down to three. There's three different. You can do the move that is smart. You can do a move that is less smart, but also not bad. And then you could just fuck yourself.
Right.
You could just say, I'm going to leave it all open. Leave that to chance. You're not going to land on any of this nonsense.
That's the great thing about backgammon. It's like you and I, who are probably decent backgammon players or whatever, we know a few things. You could beat, even the worst backgammon player could beat the greatest backgammon player in the world if he just kept rolling great rolls, you know?
Right. If you have the lucky hat, lucky bat situation where you get a lucky hat roll or a lucky bat roll, you win. You just keep winning. It's
a lucky bat, lucky hat?
I don't know. There was a comic in Minneapolis whose dad always said to him, It isn't lucky hats and lucky bats. It's hard work. And I have come to believe that sometimes it's lucky hats and lucky bats. And that Big Tall Larry's dad was wrong.
Yeah. Well, is that guy still alive?
His dad isn't.
See?
Huh?
Who needed a lucky bat probably, huh? At some point. Was he eaten by wolves?
He might have had a super unlucky hat.
I could use a lucky bat right about now.
It's so true. So, yeah, but all of these games that are on that
backgammon. Can I tell you something about backgammon?
Like, sure.
We used to play in college all the time, right? We would play for maybe a dollar. We'd play a dollar game. We never used the doubling cube. We just played the game for a dollar.
Okay.
One time I said, let's play must-hit backgammon. Like, if the guy's open, you have to hit him. You have to put him in his...
Even though you won't be able to cover it?
An hour and a half. That game took so long because I realized that you had to start letting the guy hit you so that you could start putting him in... Oh, it took forever. Because if you were...
That changes the game. That really does change the game.
Yeah. Must hit? Yeah.
Must hit, especially if you have to figure out that you have to leave yourself open at sometimes if you're ever going to get this guy gone.
Yeah. And then what you do is you set him up so he has to hit you like right at the end. So he's got to go all the way back to the beginning, you know? And then he's got to...
Yep.
Oh, it took forever.
So you didn't use the doubling cube? It was just a flat dollar.
Yeah, we would just play for a dollar. We may have only played for a quarter also a game, too. I mean, dollar game, get you a Pepsi and a bologna sandwich from the food truck that came outside the dorm.
We're of an age, so we were raised in the 12th century when a dollar meant something, you guys. And
I think the bologna sandwich was 50 cents, and then the Pepsi was...
Did you go to the automat? Did you get it out of the... You ever get one of those triangle sandwiches that are crunchy, that have been in the vending machine a little too long? You ever do that?
No, but I'm not afraid of them.
Yeah. No, you got a constitution like the peasant stock that you are? Is that what you're telling me?
I think so, yeah. I think I do pretty well. I can still eat cheese and stuff. Yeah.
Congratulations. What would you call that puzzle page on the back of the newspaper? I don't even, because it had a bunch of, today it has Sudoku.
Yeah.
It has crossword. It has the word bubble. It might have bridge or some other hearts.
The USA Today has a telephone game. Where it's got, you use the letters on your phone, you know.
To spell,
yeah. It would say, oh my gosh, you know, it would have the numbers, and then you had to, figure out what the word was. And of course, the numbers may have been all mixed up also, too. So.
Oh, wow.
And it, yeah. It's also, I always used to love that. Like, I know there's a
what?
I don't know. I always feel like I'm fucking up your show by not talking about what I'm supposed to be talking about. But
absolutely. People just want to hear what you like. So there's what? What is there?
Well, I always used to, like, when somebody would give me their phone number, I would figure out what it spelled. And when I would give my phone number to people. Yeah. When I would give my phone number to people, I'd say, yeah, give me a call. It's 818. And one of my old ones was Go One Pile. And
Go One Pile.
Yeah.
You know,
and people remember that.
I was so proud of my PIN number once I blurted it out at a show.
Really?
I was like, yeah, my PIN number spells joke.
Oh, that's
and
my...
Then I, in, and then know, I had to leave that show and go change my PIN number.
You know, that's my... That's the suffix of my phone number.
Joke.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it could be any number of letters. It's super fun. Do you know that I once had, and this is many years ago, the Dork Forest, this is the 14th year of the Dork Forest. So Matt Champagne has saved every voicemail he has ever received, recorded.
Really?
Most of which are, you have a commercial audition tomorrow at 1 p.m. The sides. can be picked up here.
Wait, where did he keep them?
He's got them on now he's got to have them. He had to digitize all of them.
Yeah. Right.
Because I forget what episode that was, the Matt Champagne voice recorder episode. But he's like, some of these people are dead. Some of these. And I was like, this is an awesome dorkdom.
Yeah.
And I have to go back and find that one.
That does he have?
He's still doing it.
Yeah.
But he has to figure out a way. But now, you know, your phone automatically records them. You can send them to yourself. Like I have a file of my dad's voicemails. Yeah. Just, and sometimes I guerrilla record my dad when I'm at dinner with him because he almost died like 5 years ago. And so it's been since then where I'm like, oh, he's going to be gone. I'm going to have a hard time being mad at him after he leaves. So I'm going to need this to remind me of what a dick he could be.
And he is still around.
He is. He is. He's doing a commission art these days for my fans. He has painted a Batman and a Godzilla.
Really? Oh, I think I saw the Godzilla. Yeah.
Sure. It did not look like a Godzilla at all. He said that, get this. He said, I looked up Godzilla on the internet because he had a tablet. Now he's on the online. It's terrifying. But he said, I looked up Godzilla. I didn't like how it looked. I was like, what? It's Godzilla. You can't not and he said, so what I did was I painted a monster that was based on that iguana thing that you guys used to have. How I remembered
Wait,
that
used
look.
To have?
Yeah, Tiberius 23 passed away.
Oh, really?
I had a long life for an iguana. Good times.
How long did he live? 23 years?
Yep.
And that's a long time for an iguana.
Yes. First of all, pet iguanas usually die in the first 3 years because people are dumb.
Yeah,
and then the max they usually live, I'm told, is 15. But I met that iguana when I think it was about 15. And Andy was, I was like, how long do iguanas live? And he goes, or I think he was 12. And Andy goes, 15 to 17. And then when he was 15 or 17, I said, how long do iguanas live? And Andy goes, I think it's like 17 to 20. And then
wow.
He became quite an old man in the end. He was.
Andy realized what his words are magic. Does he realize that? You should ask him how long you're going to live, so he can say, "Oh, you know, probably 100 to 103 years." And then when you get to 100,
right.
He'll go, how long am I supposed to live? And he'll say, "Oh, you know, 106 to 108," and you'll just keep living.
I've recorded so many Dork Forests in quarantine now, and I'm ahead of the game. I'm like in November. I'm like 2 months. We're recording this in September, you guys. So, but Andy was like, well, it'll be great if you could preload them so that when you die, they can just start keeping dropping. And I was like, what? And he said, yeah, like 40 years from now. And I was like, will I still be doing the Dork Forest 40 years from now? And he's like, why wouldn't you be?
And yeah, why wouldn't you be?
I know, because I do like to hear about. So here's the thing. So we've talked about the games of the newspaper, but
yeah.
We haven't even talked about Crossword.
Which is fine. Yeah, the king of the game. By the way, I've run across more tortoises since you've talked about tortoises, and I just love the fact, you know, that line, and I don't know if I say it correctly, a tortoise is a bane on your ancestors, is that what you said?
Something like that, I think so. Yeah, I forget, that's from an album that's 3 albums ago.
Right,
so
and
I
that
don't,
was yeah. Right, and that was also a little cartoon piece, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's Greg Franklin did that cartoon. You know who Greg Franklin is? Greg Franklin is a great animation producer, and he did Hair Love, which got an Oscar last year. He also did Hair Love. It was about a young black girl and her hair and her love of hair, and it was a short, an animated short.
Oh, okay.
And it
and
won
the
best
Oscar
for best
short.
Yep.
I wonder if I picked that in my Oscar pool.
I hope so. Because Greg Franklin made the L.A. pet joke an amazing joke. Because it's a funny joke. But he put on this whole layer of imagery.
It looks great. If any, it's, yeah. That's
if,
out there. That's
me
YouTube,
throwing.
Right?
Yeah, that's still out there. But he had me at one point. I remember when he showed me the boards for it. And I was like, am I throwing away a cat in that? And he goes, yeah, is that too much? And I said, It's a lot, but it's hilarious. And I was like, keep it. And some of the most negative comments I've gotten on it are people who were like, you threw away a cat. And I was like, cartoon? Not me. Anyway, joke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
joke. Take it easy, everybody. You know.
Yeah. And Andy always said that he was going to spend thousands of dollars on Tiberius, but there was nothing to do because Tiberius literally died with his boots off in his bed, you know, like George Carlin.
How does an iguana die? I mean, did you come there one day and was he on his back? Was he on his belly?
No, Andy actually, it's a kind of a sad story. We was Andy's stepmother. Also passed away 2 years ago. And we were about to drive up to
when does this story get sad?
It's holy shit. Bill Dwyer, you guys, at Bill Dwyer with one L. And I know that we're surprised. Am I Yelling is the name of the album.
I put my
your name
handle.
Is the thing. But yeah. It turns out when Zoom records these, they don't take our screen names.
Oh, okay.
I just found that out.
But your mother-in-law passed.
Yeah. So Andy was actually with Tiberius as he passed away. He was like, he's bleeding a little bit. So he put him on top of his little house, which was in the yard. Yeah. We have like a chicken coop that he was living in at the time. Cause it was up and down and it was room around to move. And Andy was there, he was there at the end, which is kind of sweet.
Yeah.
Because he's had a pet for 23 years, and it's a big fucking deal, Bill Dwyer. So let's keep moving.
Oh, so Andy, you married Andy and Tiberius.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
oh,
there's
I thought you guys got them together. Okay.
No. And Andy's family doesn't ever get animals. They find animals. Like, animals come to them.
Yeah.
There's,
they have that... They have that magic, whatever it
they
is.
They have that magic where it's there's a loose dog. You put up a sign for 2 weeks, and then you're like, I guess I have a dog.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's how his family has always sort of gotten pets. Andy's mom currently has that dog and a cat. And she used to have two dogs and two cats. And
I thought she passed away 2 years ago.
No, his stepmother. His mother's partner of 42 years. Yeah. Yeah. So. Yeah. But here's what I want to talk about was that game page on the newspaper. Is there a name for that? Is it just called the game page of the newspaper?
You know, I think every newspaper puzzle page, today's puzzles, game this, puzzle this, whatever somebody came up with something, you know, years ago, like,
right?
And that was their job at the newspaper. Oh, what a job.
Yes.
Oh, that would be great. Oh.
I've had people who write the crosswords for the New York Times. I had a guy on who did that.
It's so amazing. Like, crossword puzzles are a delight. Like, in life, there are so few things that are just pure joy. And the rules of crossword puzzles, which I'm sure this guy talked about and everything, it's...
What are the rules of crossword puzzles?
Well, a crossword puzzle has to be a mirrored image of itself, you know? You can't just fucking fuck all this shit up, man. You can't just fucking put, you know, words that match. It's got to be, you know, the black. If there's two black spaces up here, there's got to be two black spaces down here, you know?
Oh, I did not know that. He did not tell me that.
Yeah, look at the... Bring up some images of, like, a crossword puzzle just so you can see. Because that, like... Yeah, like you, and then you have to know things, like how to spell Hailai. Like,
how do you spell Hailai?
J-A-I-L-A-L-A-I, because that is often a clue in the crossword puzzles, because it fits. Either the J-A-I or the A-L-A-I works for a lot of stuff. You know, you got three, it's a four-letter word with three vowels. See? See how everything is a mirror image. See?
It's sort of even.
Yeah. Do you see this? Like, you see this V here, right? Or whatever you want to call this.
Okay. There's. Are you doing the one that's the grayscale one?
Yeah, that's the one you're looking at, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you have this upside down L here, and then you have the matching up L right here. See?
Yeah.
Mirrored image. You have this four black bars, four
it
black.
It drops and then it
four black.
Okay,
there.
So they have to they always have to?
Well, in a real crossword puzzle, like when you're a kid,
in the finer ones,
they put one in, you know, in your kid magazine. It doesn't have that, but for it to be a true crossword puzzle, it has to have that. It has to have a mirrored image.
Yeah, yeah.
You better know that Mel Ott, O-T-T, was a famous Hall of Fame New York Giants player. New York Giants. New
right.
York baseball Giants. You better know Mel fucking Ott if you want to get your crossword puzzle together.
Fair enough. I don't know any of that. That sounds kind of fascinating.
You got to know the Rhine. You got to know the Rhone. You got to know the Ural Mountains. Man, the shit that you have to come up with for crossword puzzles is amazing.
Right.
And then sometimes you just figure it out because you fill in everything around it.
Right.
Which is, again, it's just, crossword puzzle, really, in life, with everything, it is just a small piece of just pure joy. The crossword puzzle. Pure.
Now, are they themed? Are they? Because sometimes they're themed, and sometimes
almost always themed. Oh my god! And they're clever. Jesus Christ! If you went to a party and it was all crossword puzzle writers,
mm-hmm.
We would be the fucking least clever people there, you and me. Like, you would have these clever fucking assholes who know everything, like the Rhine and the Rhone and Ural's Mountain and Mel Ott and High Lie. That's all I know.
Shakespeare? Right. Yeah. So, like, if it's like a play one, like, do you ever just look at a crossword? Because I'll sometimes look at a Sudoku and go, nope.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be able to do this.
Go, nope. No.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to. Because for years I could never do the Sunday crossword in the LA Times. I would try it, but I could never finish it. Now I finish it.
Oh, okay.
I usually almost always finish it. And the thing about crossword puzzles is that Monday is the easiest. Saturday is a fucking bear. Oh man. It's Saturday, as joyful as they are, Saturdays is almost uncomfortable. Very difficult to get that. Always long clues and really.
So
really,
what's Sundays?
Sunday
if it gets harder,
is Monday. Sunday is big and fun. That's what it is. It's fun.
Okay.
It's funny. Like
it's often
Sunday,
funny.
This Sunday's in the LA Times. It was like puns involving pets.
Really?
Yeah, like one of the things was it was like, you know, movie about something, and it was A Pug's Life. And then,
I see. I see what they've done here. They've taken that old porn joke where Princess Bride, and they've made it like Princess Hives. That actually would be a
Princess
porn
Hives.
Movie. I don't know what that would be.
Medical, I believe that was a medical training film.
For the Army during the 2000s. I don't watch a lot of porn, I guess it's been established here, Bill Dwyer. I remember.
That's another thing, like when you're on stage and I can't hit the table because of the microphone and it sounds so loud, but you on stage when you talk about, like, I read romance novels, folks, and people be like, oh, and you're like, and you'll say something like, there's been five guys coming up here talking about jerking off, and I talk about reading a romance novel, and you moan?
Yeah, it's a little judgmental. Little judgmental. It's, I found a, I am doing a bit right now. Here's too much info. But I found a thing. I didn't know what it was, and then I did. You know that? You ever have that? Where it's a sex thing, where I was in a hotel room, one of my earrings fell to the ground, and, here's how the bit goes. Now y'all get to see it, you guys. I had an earring. This is 9 months ago. I'm in a hotel room. My earring fell to the floor of the hotel room. And traditionally, when anything falls to the floor of a hotel room, it no longer belongs to you. You got to give it up.
Really?
It now belongs to the hotel. It's gross. But I love these earrings. So I go down I'm looking around for it, right? And yeah. It's under the bed, and I find it, and I pick it up. Next to it is something that looks like a hair tie. Not hair my tie. Hair tie, because it was the wrong color, but I pick it up to throw it out, because that's how I live my life, right? Punched in.
Right.
So that just in case I'm doing everyone's side work, just in case I'm going to lose shifts.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I pick this thing up to throw it out. Turns out it's a little sticky. It is a cock ring.
That was my guess.
That's what everyone's guess is. That was not my guess. I've had this hand replaced. You should know that. Weird thing, kept the earring. Okay, but so I'm talking
it's
to Andy.
It's not weird that you kept the earring at all.
You got to keep the earring. So I'm talking to Andy, and then so the bit goes into a math joke because Andy asked me a question about that device. I had a lot of questions about that device too, like what, why, how, what is the purpose?
What I understand, and I've never used the cock ring. I understand that it turns your erection into a super erection. So
oh.
I don't know why all of us fellas aren't using the cock ring unless you already have a. Sort of
this is the nicest way to describe that ever that I've ever heard. It turns your erection into a super erection.
That's how it was described to me by somebody. So,
all right. One moment while I make a note.
I did get a cock ring years ago, and I never used it.
It was once in one of those. What happened?
Maybe had I used the cock ring, it would have saved my marriage.
That's
all of a sudden, I've got the super erection, and everyone's happier. I would certainly be happier.
That might have been what happened to your marriage. What just happened there? Who's the jackass
super,
now?
Super erection.
I will say this is.
When you failed your marriage, you look for the stupid thing. You
know, that might have done it. Something external.
I took my shirt off.
It's something external. But what I will say is that I got a cock ring as part of a swag bag from Moon Tower.
Oh, you did? Okay. And
it was a sex thing, and it came with like a little thimble looking thing that was supposed to be for the ladies,
uh-huh.
and a hair tie thing that was supposed to be for the fellas.
Yeah.
Have you guys busted it out? I tried the finger thing. I showed the other thing to Andy, and he was like, "I don't need a." I guess he must have thought I don't need a super erection, because we threw it out.
Really?
You know what it is? It was e-waste. And I didn't know what that was at the time. So I am a monster.
Well, you mean it cannot, it's just going to sit somewhere in a garbage. It'll never decompose.
And hopefully a fish won't swallow it and die.
Yeah.
Or
embarrassingly swim through it and end up with a cock ring necklace.
Wow. So the joy about crossword puzzles lost.
How great. I mean, honestly, that just proved, like, that just says to me now everybody needs a cock ring. Like, it will never die, that cock ring.
This one was gross because it was sticky. It was sticky, and you have to take.
Found. Yeah,
right.
Well, sure. I don't want to use cock ring. I mean, I'm buying mine new for sure.
I don't know if you know.
I'm gonna get myself one and see what happens.
It's gonna turn you all around. I don't know. Oh my God, we have so gone off the rails here.
Not really.
That was my fault. This when it always is on the Dork Forest. Whenever we weed off. Oh, I think we know why. This one wanted to tell a story that was funny. Anyway,
right.
But, and then you don't get to talk about
funny. This has been very funny. I think so.
And fun and educated. And the thing is I didn't know that thing about the mirror image with the. Do you ever do the New York Times crossword? That's Michelle Balloon was on, just talking specifically New York Times crosswords.
Really? And I know it's a very good one. Yeah.
But you don't get the New York Times. You get the LA Times.
Right.
Do you get the paper version or do you do it online?
Well, what I do now, I can't do it online. I can't do it online. And I don't do it all the time now, but I always print up the Sunday one Because remember, Sunday fun day.
Right.
And it's great. Yeah. And then you do it all week, you know? Because you don't.
Okay.
You don't. Because
it's big. It's really big. So
yeah.
you can work on it for a couple of days.
Do you remember in the old Sky Mall catalog how they had the world's largest crossword puzzle that was like.
Yes.
That was like you put it on your wall and you did it. And I don't know why I never got that. I never got anything from Sky Mall. Now I'm kicking myself.
I did. I bought a zombie torso and head that looks like it's crawling out of the earth for Andy one year as a Halloween gift.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And then I also, we got our wedding rings. I wanted to get our wedding rings from the Sky Mall because we got married in 2006, right before the first Lord of the Rings movie came out. And they had they had what they called the Elven ring. It wasn't really Nenya. It wasn't really the real one, or it wasn't even supposed to be it was just a silver ring with leaves it was very, and it's very beautiful. And we had that. Until we went into quarantine, when Andy said, "Can I order new wedding bands for us?" But oh wait, we didn't actually do the silver ones from Sky Mall because Andy was like, "I'm not getting wedding rings from the Sky Mall."
He had them. That's why you hang on to that guy because it's rules. He has important rules. That's a good
right.
rule.
That is so. We got essentially they took that style and made it in white gold. So, but we recently got new wedding bands.
Yeah.
And can it be seen? There it is. It is titanium with emerald and copper chips in it. Here's the thing, Bill Dwyer. They glow in the dark.
Oh.
They're painted with...
You'll always know where your hand is.
Just your left one. Just the left one.
That's pretty cool. They glow in the dark, huh?
Yeah, it's a toy, essentially.
You have to put
essentially.
Them under the light? You do? Okay. All right.
Yeah. And the thing is, you go to bed, you forget every night. Every night I go to bed, every night I'm like, ah! And so, it's
job,
moments of family fun.
What'd you do with the old wedding rings? You know what you can do? You can melt them down and make some other kind of jewelry out of it.
We just saved them. We put them with my engagement ring, which also was never worn. I never wanted an engagement ring. I wanted a 42-inch flat-screen television because I thought I would never lose it or break
inches.
It.
That's like tells people
in 2006.
2006, yeah. 42 inches is like, oh my God, we don't have enough room for that. Oh,
we
Christ.
Still.
That's
he got me both.
Our eyes.
He got me both, and we still have that television.
Oh, you
and
do.
You can and you can see some of the pixels are no longer active.
But it is not your. Oh, right. But it is not your largest TV anymore.
It is. It is the only TV we have.
It is still your only TV.
Yeah.
A 2006 42-inch. I don't think it's crazy, but is it HD?
Yes.
It is. Okay.
It is. It is. Right. It's one of those. It was the first. It has a large border.
Yeah.
Like they used to have. And my mother-in-law currently has a 65-inch HD television that's like when we watched Captain America Winter Soldier on it, it was like being in the movie. It was like you were looking out a window at a fight.
Yeah.
I felt because that's how realistic it looked. I was like, oh my God, there's a car driving into a guy out there.
Right.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, I've, I remember my brother had a TV and I was like, is that a window? It's like they're outside. It's like they're right there.
It's so beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's mine's good. Mine's a couple years old.
What do you got? What do you got? What are you rocking?
It's I don't know, but it had the Roku on it and it was and I think it's a 45-inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go crazy. I didn't want to be that guy.
I know, except for I have to say that I am jealous of my mother-in-law's television.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
great.
Our wall is much bigger than that 42-inch television. We could fit a 65. And ever since lockdown, ever since shelter in place, we have been watching some television.
Right.
We didn't watch television for probably 10 years prior to that.
To me, that says what kind of people you hang out with, because the people that I talk to, it's never How many birdhouses have you made, or how's that canoe coming? You know, it's what are you watching? That's us. You know?
Yeah.
It's never anything.
Because we always had our computers back to back facing each other in the living room, and then the TV. Andy can't work with the TV on. I like to work with the TV just playing.
Yeah.
But I can't have it on if we're both in the same room. So we never had it on. Later, now I know that when he puts his headphones on, he's literally gone down a YouTube rabbit hole of music videos. I was like, you could throw that to the TV and I could have something to watch with you. And that would be nice for me. And nope. He's keeping all this. So he's up on the latest music and I am not. Not that I would remember, but I might.
I don't think Andy does anything wrong. So there's a reason for that.
Right.
He's saving you. Somehow he is helping you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somehow he is helping you by not allowing you to watch on the TV along with him.
It's mostly all those like those studio musicians redoing funk classics. That's what he tends to watch. Yeah. He likes to watch studio musicians.
I want to see the
Go-Go's
performance on Saturday Night Live when they were wasted. You can't find it anywhere.
Oh, really?
Pretty soon, I think Peacock is going to have all the SNLs, all 40 seasons.
Wow!
So
that'll be 40 seasons. I have never enjoyed sketch comedy.
85.
I am so sorry. I have had an SNL dork on. Hal Lublin came and talked about how much he loved SNL.
All of them? I mean,
all of it. He said he was the kind of guy that could, if he could find a good couple of episodes, he was happy to have watched the whole season.
Okay. All right.
Because there's good sketches in every season.
But honestly, that Randy Quaid, Anthony Michael Hall season, it's insufferable. I mean,
did you know that Dennis Quaid's son is on Lower Decks, the animated series about Star Wars?
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
I did because I saw him on a morning television show talking about it.
Oh, okay.
With the other lead on that show.
Oh, and fun.
You like Star Trek, right?
I'm pro Star Trek. I'm
you
actually
like all,
more Star Trek
like
than
all
Star,
the Star
Wars.
Trek, right?
Yes, I have
you
not
like
watched,
this
you
one.
Know, I do like this one. I like Discovery a lot.
But you like the kids' cartoon one.
The Lower Decks, and it isn't a kids' cartoon. It's an adult cartoon.
Is it? Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Right. I don't know. It feels like the cartoons I'm watching right now are Harley Quinn on DC
Universe. Yeah, which is really good. Yeah.
Which is really funny. And
the only way to describe that show, it's ape shit.
It really is. Yeah. And
or bat shit. Could be batshit crazy. Also that too.
It's dark. It's dark, but you know, unlike the dark live action movies of DC, it doesn't take itself quite so seriously.
Oh, god damn it.
So like James Adomian as Bane is Ron Funches as the Shark
it's
Man.
So funny. Yes.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the villains are funny. Yes. Very, very well. It's all villains. I mean, it's fucking Harley Quinn.
Yeah, it's Harley Quinn. It's all villains, and Poison Ivy, who is consistently, she's like, "Oh, you're gonna go do some evil stuff." Harley Quinn says, "She's like, if you call saving the Earth evil, sure."
And I've watched, I think, two or three episodes of it, and I think it's great. Great.
Yeah, I'm on the second season. But I haven't seen anything. Like, I haven't seen anything that everyone else has seen. I literally have only seen 5 shows, but I've seen all of them. I'm slogging away, so it's all good. Is there? We've literally spent.
You could watch The Boys, which has a glorious cartoony violence in it, and it's really good. The Boys.
I read the first arc of it on graphic novel.
You read the graphic novel.
Yeah, I read the first volume, and I was like, I'm not a huge fan of superheroes gone supervillains.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like this weird socio-political supervillainy. And but you, essentially people using their powers for bad.
Right.
It feels too real, man. Man.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
You need escapism. So that's what you need. Right.
I need just superheroes being superheroes and bad guys being bad guys. We got a new board game, cooperative board game. That was very good, called Marvel United. Oh. And it's super fun, where you can play one of eight superheroes and you fight one of three supervillains. And there's 40
game?
It's a board game, and there's an expansion set Andy's already bought with 40 more superheroes and a dozen more supervillains coming.
But it's not really a board game then. Because the game of life, a board game, did not have an expansion set. It did not. It was one game.
I believe you might be wrong, by the way. And there was also themed games of life.
What?
How about the shittiest board game ever invented? Parcheesi. Go.
Make your analogy. Shittiest? You know what? I can't even remember how Parcheesi is. Played.
That's because it's dull.
Really? I love board games. You know, I can play board games. I also, there was a game called Hands Down, where it's like you were bluffing, where you had to, like, if you went to slap it and you didn't and someone else slapped, then, oh man, I would play that with my kids, and again, it would take hours because we would sit there. We'd run around, and then you'd run around the house, and then fake a. Oh my god, it was so much fun! Hands down, not a great
hands
game,
down.
But you just if you put yourself into it, it's great.
Bill Dwyer, it has been an hour, just so you know. And
all right. I'm glad
and
we
you're...
never got to Babe Ruth, but he was
we didn't...
fast. I'll just say that
he was fast.
Fast, yeah. Do you know how many inside the park home runs Babe Ruth hit?
No.
13 inside the park home runs. Babe Ruth, fast.
I thought he was a big guy.
He was a big, fast fucker. That's what he was. Babe Ruth, my favorite ball player.
A lot of swearing on this one. Going to have to take the four children off it. And even though I think it's still for children. Children
you,
hear swearing.
You know what? We didn't say anything on here that's going to make any kid do anything weird. So,
No. As a matter of fact, we defined something for children, which
I
think is important.
My mom took me to see Serpico when I was 11, I think.
I was 9 when I saw Grease. Have you seen the movie Grease?
Well,
it is filthy.
It's not just filthy. Isn't there an abortion subplot in the movie Grease?
Yes. There's a lot of talk about being wet, a lot of dirty talk, and then there was there was stuff. Anyway, Bill Dwyer, let's end on that. That feels weird.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please go get his new album. Am I Yelling? Because you can see the joy that it will be. So find it. Stand Up Records. Am I Yelling? Bill Dwyer, BILDWER. Figure it out, you guys. I believe in all of you. Thank you so much for being on the show, Bill.
Thank
and you know
Jackie.
The rules out there. Take care of each other.
My hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?